We welcome to the praise party, Micah Stampley. Micah, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Hey, just blessed. Listen, the song Take My Life seemed like it came out of nowhere. Tell us about that song and your association with Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Ooh, when I heard the song, it took my life.
Hey!
I heard the song back in 2001, and I heard it was a rock version, though. Distorted guitar, you know, very grungy sound. I just heard something different in it, and I sat down at my keyboard, and that's the arrangement that I came out with.
Man, it is awesome. It is anointed. Did you think it would take off like it has?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I never thought that I would be where I am. Never. I told Bishop Jakes the closest that I ever got to him was watching him on my TV screen at home. So it was just an honor to not only just sing the song and record it on Emotions, but to be connected with Bishop Jakes. It's just an awesome experience.
Talking about being where you are now, tell us about winning the Stellar competition. Was that the start of everything for you?
You can kind of say that. However, winning the competition didn't actually get me signed. Very unique situation, and I've talked about it several other times. I actually entered the competition in 2003, and the finals, you know, happened in 2004 in January. But actually, before the finals, Bishop Jakes' road musician, Marcus Dawson, who is now the general manager of Dexterity, came to my church to fill in for my minister of music, who was ill. And he heard me and went back and told Bishop Jakes that, hey, we found our male artist for the label. And I actually sang at the Stellars in January. I met Marcus at 03 in November. And so God began to work this thing out. And I think that the winning the Stellars was God's way of introducing me to the industry to create that buzz.
Wow. How about singing? Did you do some singing at Manpower?
Actually, it was at MegaFest.
MegaFest. How was it singing in front of all those folks at MegaFest?
My knees were knocking. I was about to pass out, man. I was terrified to even sing at the Potter's House. But, man, to sing in front of all of those people at MegaFest, you know, it was phenomenal. I was really, the first couple of days, I was so nervous. A gentleman by the name of Michael O'Brien, who was the guy that did the duet with me on the Emotion CD, Brothers and Friends,
mm-hmm.
He and I stood together and sang, and I was like, okay, I'm okay. I got a brother beside me, you know. But it was awesome. It was phenomenal. And what can you say? Mega Fest, Manpower, Woman Down Lose, Youth Conference, everything at one time. It was mega.
Ain't no doubt. Our guest on the praise party is Micah Stampley. Let me ask you this, talking about Emotions before we get into your new project, how does it make one feel? There's Donnie McClurkin, he has a song on Emotions, but everybody's playing your song. How does that make you feel?
I was speechless. I was totally speechless to hear that my song has been in the top 10 from the time the CD was released and move up to the top 5, and I think it's been in the top 5 ever since. And I think nationwide now it's like number 3. And I'm like, my God, you know, people really enjoy my ministry, and it's just so humbling to know that God handpicked me to do this. Of all the millions of singers that are out here, it's an honor.
You did a video for that song also, didn't you?
Yeah, the Look Up, Sing Out DVD video, and several other artists, EMI artists, was on that, Smokey and Kiki, and Mighty Clouds of Joy, and several other people.
How was it being on, you know, being on a compilation like that? How is it?
Oh, man, it was awesome. Darius Brooks is on it as well, and he's a legend. Grew up on his stuff, him when he was with the Thompson, Milton Brunson, and the Tommies. Oh, man, the Mighty Clouds of Joy? You know, come on,
hey.
Just to be a part of that. That DVD, man, that is such an honor.
Now, your new project, you have a song called War Cry?
Yeah.
This is this different for you, being that it's sort of a medium up-tempo type song where most people may now look to hear you do the ballads? Is what I'm trying to say is this really you, or just tell us about that?
Well, I think the listeners will see that I'm pretty eclectic. What they are accustomed to hearing is Take My Life, but you know I'm straight from the Church of God in Christ, so I got all that shouting, dancing, fast music in me as well. So.
Yes.
So, you know, coming up in Kojic, you know, we shout you all day long. So I take the War Cry is, it's on the lines of it. I don't know, have you heard it yet?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's the word? Someone described it as having a Michael Jackson flavor. So, you know, with that guitar in there with Joey Wolf, with that lead guitar. And it's just my sound is different, and it's kind of hard for me to categorize it or anything. It's some of everything.
Speaking of your sound, what is your sound?
It's, I look at it as a gumbo. I love gumbo. I'm from the South, you know.
Hey.
So, and in a gumbo, a pot of gumbo, you have everything from shrimp, the crab meat, the chicken, the sausage, everything. And I think that in my music, everybody will find something. It's traditional music. It's the worship, the slow ballads. It's the praise songs. It's the contemporary vibe. It's a lot of stuff.
You mentioned in your music everybody will find something. Micah, who are you trying to bless in this project? Where are you trying to take it?
I'm just trying to bless everybody. You know, I believe that as artists we have a mandate to not only, you know, reach a Savior. I'm a young man and I don't want to just limit my ministry to just young people. I believe that ministry as a whole should be able to capture the hearts of everybody. I think that everybody should be able to get something from your ministry, whether you're young or old. And so I'm not targeting just one particular ear or age. I think that everyone will be able to find something fulfilling in this project.
Is it important to minister, or is it more important to sell records?
Oh, by far, it's a minister. Selling records is it can be very difficult to sell records, but I believe that at the end of the day, if you sell 10 million CDs and you haven't done anything to touch the lives of God's people, because every gift that He's given us, it's supposed to be for kingdom building. It's supposed to be for His glory. And His glory, it requires for us to minister. It requires for us to reach the lost. And I think that if we turn ministry into strictly industry, then there's an imbalance in the kingdom. So I think we have to have a balance. I want to sell CDs too, but my first priority is to minister to God's people.
Our guest is Micah Stampley. The hit song, Take My Life, blowing up all across the country, an anointed song, has a new project. The new project is entitled what, Micah?
The Songbook of Micah.
Ah. I like that. I like that. Why the song Book of Micah?
My wife and I were praying and, you know, seeking God about a title for the album. We had all of the songs written and everything, and we just didn't have a title. So we were kind of veering toward a more worshipful title. But I was kind of thumbing through my Bible in the Book of Psalms, trying to find something that would catch my eye. And I had to be God that just kind of flipped the Bible, some of the pages over, and it landed on the Book of Micah. And as I began to read it and research some of the things that the prophet Micah did in the Bible, a lot of his messages were talking to the people concerning repenting. For the kingdom of God is at hand, mainly to the church, ecclesia. And so when I began to look back at the music that God had given us for this project, it literally tied in to the message that the prophet Micah in the Bible was preaching. And it completely blew me away that God was using me in this time the same way that he used Micah in the Bible, but the mandate he's placed on me is to now sing it.
Okay. Finally, at the end of the day, who will people say Micah Stampley is?
I hope they would say.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people say a whole lot of stuff, but
hey,
at the end of the day, I just want people to know that I'm real about what I'm doing, and what you see on stage is what I am in private. So
hey.
Hopefully that's what they'll say about me.
Micah, it has been a pleasure. We thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. And may God continue to bless you, your wife, your family, and everything that you touch. And continue just cranking out that good, anointed music.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Our guest on the Praise Party, Micah Stampley.